In a conversation with Creston, Washington cattle rancher Don Nelson, she mentioned her herd of Gelby cattle, and I asked her to expand.
My husband is a fifth-generation cattle rancher. We run their ranch, and we've turned it into a registered Gelby ranch. So we used to run 500 mother cows, and after a bout with cancer, I went down to just 200 head that we can manage without any hired hands or anything. We really enjoy it, and the cattle are selling well. Kind of got a reputation around the area to raise good Gelby cattle with a lot of butts and guts and good milk.
You don't hear a lot about Gelby cattle.
Gelby is a German breed that came over in 1980. It's a relatively new breed of cattle to America. You look at them, it looks like a muscled up Angus cow. They're just a milk and beef breed. They've got a really high butter fat content in their milk, and they're really good cows, and they do well and are extreme. We can go from triple digit heats down to negative numbers in the wintertime, and they do well with any of it. We really like the cattle, and they grade out really well. They're good grading cattle, so, you know, it's going to go onto somebody's plate someday. So the end product is actually a very easy tenderizing, easy fleshening beef that doesn't pack a lot of the external fat, so they put a lot of it into their meat instead of that extra coat of fat on the outside. So we really like the marbling and stuff on the calves.
Like most European breeds, the Gelby was originally selected for meat, milk, and work. Speaking of work, Don's written several books concerned with ranching.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.